Mar said that according to the Velozov of Tzadok, the Shishim did not go down to the Tahom, but instead there was a small cubbyhole, a big cubbyhole, between the Kevish and the Mizbeah, where the wine would collect. And once in 70 years, they would go and clean out the hardened, coagulated wine. And it was like a big wheel of figs, pressed figs. That's how it looked. And they would burn it in the Azara. Where it says, my mashma, how do you know you have to burn it in the Azara? Omravina asher kodesh kodesh. Shiv hocha bakodesh haseich nesach. Here it says, bakodesh legabi v'nisuch. Uksiv hosin v'soraptis hanoser ba'esh lo ye ochel ki kodeshu. So zereshov a kodesh kodesh. That just like over there, you have to burn the noser in the Azara. So too here, you have to burn the nesachim that are left over in the Azara. Zmaris kaman az lahod isnan nesachim b'tchila moalim bohem yardu l'shisim ein moalim bohem. Who does this Mishnah go like? That nesachim before they go into the shisim, so there's meila, and after they go into the shisim, there's no more meila. Lamer Rebbe Lozer Tzadiki, the Rabbanon on Nachsul Tahom. And maybe it only goes according to Rebbe Lozer Tzadik, because by him it's shayich to have the Nesachim after they go into the Shisim and to be told they're not Moel. According to the Rabbanon, they go down to the Tahom, there's no Nafkamina. Right? You can't get to them, Bechlaus. How can you not be Moel? When it says, Afilu Tame Rabbanon, the Iqlit. It's talking either where Rashi says he took a Kli, and you got it before it went down the Tahom, and that's when you're not Moel, since what's it called, and or that it got stuck on the sides of the the cavern that went down to the Tahom, and you scraped it off of that. You could the Amri, some learn just the opposite. Question was just the opposite. Lame Rabbonin, he velo Rebbe Lezer Bet Tzadik. Maybe it only goes according to Rabbonin, that once it goes down, into the Shisim, so you're not Moel. The E Rebbe Lezer Akati b'kushasai kadi. Even though it went to the shishim, but it goes into this cubby hole, maybe it still retains its kedusha. Where it says, I feel the tame Rebbe Lezer. No, even according to Rebbe Lezer. Ein lecha dover shenasa mitzvah, so moel in both. Once you did the mitzvah of Nesachim, which is the main mitzvah, so there's no more me'ila, but kedusha it has. Shaila whether the kedusha is the Rabbanan, or even min ha-Torah, but the Maisa said there's no me'ila. Okay, but some kedusha it retains. That's why you have to burn it, because. According to Rebbe Lezer, so according to Rabbanan, you don't burn it anywhere because it's lost. It goes down into the goes to the home. The Rashi. Mani sucho b'kedusha lo yolit mihocha elish esrei posa b'kedusha. The only thing we can learn from here is that if you have it, you have to burn it b'kedusha. The lo b'chil chutz v'azor, not outside the azora. Aval hotzoso misham pshitalei kadesh lo yismal. We don't learn from here that you have to take it out and burn it. You learn from here that if you burn it, it has to be in the Azara. But the fact that you take it out of that cubby hole, that's pashut, because it shouldn't get filled up and what's it called, and not be able to go down into there. The Lotzorek Krof, that you don't need a pashut. My mashma yehochas sreifa, asher kodesh kodesh, v'ikol ha-meimer nomi, de mitzvah sol-tzos, sol-sreifa, sol-meyoch yolet. In this pashut, we can learn both things. You have to take it out, and you have to burn it. From the time you're makdish the nesachim till you're menasech it, if you get hanoah out of it, use it for something else, you're chayiv a korban meila, the kotshe gavonin, the regular kotshe shamayim, and if you use them for something else, you're chayiv an osher meila. Yardu l'shisim ein moalim bohem. Once they go into the shishim, there's no need for them anymore. No tzorich kavoa, so there's no me'il anymore. Keman itzrich l'misnei ein moalin. Who, according to whom, do you have to be told that there's no me'ila? Rebbe Lezer Reb Tzadik, ten yardu metahom. The efshir leirid laviam. You could access them, you get them. But according to Rabbanan, what's it called? You can't get them anyway. So why do you have to know there's no me'ila? They're not accessible. Where it says, no, the iklit, in tall a kli, the sochashish in the kippel, you put a kli down there and you caught it before it went to the Tahom. So you have to know that you're not more. He could be Amri Lema Hodiktani Yorglishisim Ain Moalin Rabbani. Just the opposite, it's only the Rabbani. The Iklid Ain Moalin, the Ain Bohem Yat Tzara Gavoa. Since they're supposed to go to the Tahom, even if you captured it, there's no Me'ilah, there's no purpose for them anymore. Here, Rabbi Lezer, Akati Bikdusha Saikai. According to Rabbi Lezer, they still have Kedusha. You have to burn them, Bekodesh. So maybe there's Me'ilah too. The Kamrin Sofer no so Bikdusha. Alma Kedusha so Aleim in the Bo Sefer, so maybe there's also Me'ilah. Shanasis Mitzvaso, Venisucha Hu Iker Mitzvaso. But here, no, the Iker Mitzvah was done. So even if Kedusha remains, but there's no Me'ilah. Omer Eish Lokesh, Bezvan Shemenaschen Yayin Ogabi Mizbeach, Pokim Nisashisi, Lekai Mashenemar, Bakodesh Haseich Nesa Shechar Lashem. Eish Lokesh said, when they make the Nisuch Hayayin on the Mizbeach, they stop up the, they plug up the holes so the wine doesn't go down the holes. This is the way Rashi learns. And that way we're Mekayim the Pasuk, Bakodesh Haseich Nesa Shechar Lashem. My Mashma, what's that Pasuk? What does that mean? Amra Papa, Sheikhar Loshin Shtia. Sheikhar is when you drink something. Nesach Sheikhar. Shtia is Loshin Shtia, Loshin Shtia, Loshin Shikrus. It has all these meanings. Sheikhar means you drink it, and you're satiated with it, and you get drunk from it. Amra Papa, and therefore you drink it in such a way that you gorge yourself with it. So same thing over here. The way Rashi learns, the way the Aruch HaNer explains Rashi, you stop up the holes, and you let it be seen on what's it called, on the Mizbeach, so it looks full. The wine collects on the Mizbeach. And then you open the holes, and it all goes down in one gorging, what's it called, at one time, fast, down. So it's like you're drinking the, gulping down the wine. And that's the way that it's Lashon Shtia Sviya. Omra Papa Shema Mino Ki Saveya Inish Chamra Migron Li Saveya. You drink wine, you get filled, not from what goes into your stomach, but how it goes into your throat. And therefore, if you drink it and you gulp it down, then that's when you feel full. Omar Rava, Tzurmi Rabbonin, Delo Nefisha, Lechamra, a Talmud Chacham, who doesn't have a lot of wine, but he wants to feel filled from the wine, Ligme Gemue, he should drink it, what's it called, gulp it down. Rava, Kosi, the Birchasa, Agmeya Gemue. When Rava would drink a kosher bracha, he'd gulp it down. Because why? Because he wanted a hiddur mitzvah. He drank it in such a way that you'll be filled from it. And therefore, by the mizbeach, the same thing. You want the wine to go down in a way that looks like gulping. So first you put it on the mizbeach, let it collect, and then you take out the plugs, and it goes down in one big gulp. The marshal learns differently. The marshal learns that you stop it up so it goes down slowly. Doesn't go down quickly, so you see it on the Mizbeach, right, looks like filled. Rashi, Pokin Sashisin, in Es Nekev Shibarosha Mizbeach, Shanesachim Yardim Olashisin, you plug up the holes that are on the Mizbeach, that are on the side of these bowls, right, and you pour it, what's it called, into the bowl, and then it overflows onto the Mizbeach, and it collects on the Mizbeach. That the wine should appear on the Mizbeach like throat full of wine. And then you open the holes, says the Aruch HaNer, and it goes down in one gulp. Sheikhar Loshin Shikrus V'Simcha U'Nesicha Migron Nesaveya Adyadesh Yisoseo Biglimos Gassos. You gulp it down, the Goron Mole Hu Masbiya. When the wine, it fills up your throat, that's what makes you feel full. V'Lo Adyadesh Shtiya Meruba Shemachnes Har B'Yayin B'Meyav. Wine is different than food. Food fills you up, what goes into your stomach. Wine fills you up when how it's in your throat. If you drink wine, sip it, it's not going to fill you up. It's not like food that you feel full if it goes into your stomach. Here, the feeling of full goes with how you drink it. Ligma gmue de glimos gasos. Gulp it down. When he had a kosher bracha, he drank it like that to show chibuv mitzvah. Okay. Dorash Rava, my dechsi, my yofu pa maya bana olin bas nadiv, my yofu pa moseim shal yisrael b'shosha olin regel. How beautiful are the footsteps of Klal Yisrael when they're olin regel. Basna Div, Bitos of Avram Avinu, we are the daughter of Avram Avinu, Shenikra Nadiv, who is called the benevolent one, the munificent one. Shenema Nadive Amin Nesofu, Am Elohe Avraham. Elohe Avram, Velo Elohe Yitzchak, Yaakov, why Dafke Elohe Avram? Elohe Avram, Shoyatchila the Ger. Avram's Nadivus was that he volunteered himself to be a Ger. So what is the idea? That since Avram Avinu was the first Ger, he also was the first one to make Aliyah L'Regel. He went up to Hamoriah by the Akedah. So we're also beautiful, and we go up to the same mountain. I have a shot here that says, usually you go up to Har HaBayis without your shoes, because shoes are a representation of Gashmias. You take off your shoes, take off the Gashmias, and you become more Ruchni. But Aliyah L'Regel, the Gashmias becomes Ruchnias. You eat, you drink, it all becomes mitzvahs. So you're beautiful even in your shoes. And where do we get the koach to turn Gashmias into Ruchnias? From Avram Avinu. He turned his Gashmias into a Jew. Right? His body, his nefesh, that was more Gashmi, into a Jew, which is more Ruchni. So he had that power. We have that power also by Aliyah L'Regel. Tonadvei Reba Anan. This is all part of that pasuk. Chamukei reichayich kimo chaloyim. Loma nimshul divrei Torah kiyerech. He learns chaloyim is the luchos. We'll see Rashi says how. But the luchos are compared to chamukei reichayich, the hidden parts of your thighs. Loma lecho mayerech b'seiser, just like the thigh is hidden, af divrei Torah b'seiser. Torah has to be done b'tznius, not Barabin, but quietly and not in the middle of the city. You sit and you teach. Rashi. Baneolim balias regolim. Nadiv shenod volibol hakaris boro. He volunteered to become a Jew, to recognize the Rabbanu Shalom. Tchilo legerim benidvas libol isgayer. Maidasiv chamukei reichayich lomanim shlu. Rav Anan dorish lekroa kamo chaloyim keluchos. Right, the chaloyim hints to the luchos. Shoyu me'avonim tovos. The luchos were made out of gemstone. Kimo nezim zohav v'choli kesem. And gems are called choli. Ma'ase yedei oman v'aluchos ma'ase elohim. And they're made by the artist, the expert, the Rabbanu Shalom. Chamukei reichayich, anistorim ki'yerach. Torah should be hidden like the thigh. Shekovar ha'Torah b'tzina. The lowly os Yoshev is shown the begova shalir. Not to go sit and learn barabim. The lowly shanas of tamida b'shuk. Not to learn the shuk. Kedam moy cotton. Mor says moy cotton has to be what's it called? Mor tzanua. The Amr of Elazar, right, this idea of tznius, how important it is. Rav Elazar said, "Ma'ida seed higid lecho adam matov u'mah Hashem doresh mimcha ki masos mishpat the avas chesed." Things that say leches, tov leches of beis ha'avil, leches of beis ha'mishta. So beis ha'avil is called leches, and beis ha'mishta, which is a chasna, is called leches. Even those things have to be b'hatzneya. Even these things, b'halodvorim kal v'chomer, madvorim shedarkan la'asosim b'farhesya. A Levaya and a Chasna are done publicly. Amra Torah Tznei Aleches, still you have to do it B'tznius. Dvorim Shedarkam La'asosim B'tznius, things that are normally done privately, Alachas Kama V'Kama, they have to be done Tznua. Rashi. Hotzoas Hameis Lachnosis Kala, Dechsibuhu Leches, Tov Leches Obeis Ovel, Mi Leches Obeis Mishta. Ach Shom Tzorich HaTzneia, so the, what's it called, Boruch Miran, Mevetzal Miransburg is Magia Lispod, B'mida Noah, not Lisod. Svarim Taka have big Sudas by their Shiva. But Mestam, that's not what Rashi is talking about. He's talking about this Hespet, Lispod, B'mida Noah. Lismoach B'mida Noah by Achasana. Lo Lahani Kalis Rosh B'atzmo. Not to do things in an unsanua way. Yesh Omrin, in Tzorach Levaz, Beis Lotzos, Neis Oni. It's not talking about the actual chasna or the levaya. It's talking about how you raise the funds for a mace that can't afford to be buried or a kala that can't afford the chuppah. shouldn't publicize who the money is going for. Like normal stalker, that body don't have to know who you're giving to. But for Mason Kala, it's automatically pretty much known because the Kala is, everybody knows she's getting married and everybody knows the Mason is being buried. Not everybody knows the Ani is an Ani. The Yodin Hayatziya Mishal Mi. Everything needs Snias, even Divrei Torah. Omar Rebelazar. Godel Ha'osa Tzedakah Yosef Mikola Korbanos. Tzedakah is greater than all the Korbanos. Shenemar, asay oset tzedakah mishpat nivchar l'Hashem mizevach. Doing tzedakah and mishpat is greater than zevach, and all the korbanos are called zevach. V'am Rav Elazar, gedola gemilas chasodim yosem minat tzedakah. Gemilas chesed is greater than tzedakah. Shenemar, ziru lochem l'tzedakah v'kitzru l'fi chesed. You plant, that's tzedakah is called planting, but the harvesting is chesed. And harvesting is greater than planting. When you plant, you're never not sure it's going to be successful. You may not ever eat anything from it. But kotzer vadi ocho. Once you harvest, you have it for sure. So ktsira is better than zriya. If zriya is considered, tzedakah is considered zriya, chesed is considered ktsira. Rama belazer ain tzedakah mishtalemes elati chesed shabbat. The tzedakah is only rewarded according to how much chesed there is. Rashi says the pshat is that when you give tzedakah, so you give a certain amount of money. There's also a certain amount of bother that goes into it. So the bother is what the ikar schar is on, not how much money you give, how much bother you went into in giving the tzedakah. Shenemar, ziru lachem l'tzedakah, the kitzu l'fi chesed. The harvest, in other words, the reward, is l'fi the chesed. Rashi, nivcha l'ashem mizevach, hakol b'chlav zevach, chatas oshem, ola shlamin, kulam zevachim. So it's better than all the korbanos who are called zevach. Shenemar ziru lachem tzedaka, kra hakosuv lizriya tzedaka, v'esachesed kora ktsir. The tova ktsira mizriya k'demeforish. Ktsira is better than zriya. Adam zoreya, sofik eno ocha, shemelo yitzmach, o yilka b'shidof and uborit. When you plant, maybe the thing won't grow. And even if it grows, maybe it'll be destroyed. But once you culture it, you have it. What you give is called tzedakah. The bother that goes into it is called chesed. You bring the money to the person's house. You don't make him pick it up. So the chesed in it is the bringing it to his house. Or instead of giving him money, you give him baked bread. Or beged lubos. You give him a beged to wear. Or you give him the money in a time, you go to the bother of thinking how to do this in a way the guy will benefit from it. He won't have the money burning a hole in his pocket and end up wasting it. He'll have it when he can go buy food with it. The food is available. Torah doesn't mean only bodily Torah. It means with your mind, too. You think how you're going to benefit this Ani the best way, and that's the Iker Schar, is the Chesed that's in it. Ziru lochem tzedakah. At tzedakah yazriya. She's a reya kidei liktzor lekabel schar. You sow your seed in order to benefit and reap the reward. That's a reaping. The kitzur lefi chesed shetkabel schar lefi achesed shibah. The schar is measured according to how much chesed there is. Okay. Tana rabbanan. B'shlosh advarim gedola gemilus chasad miyosem min atzedakah. In three ways, gemilas chasadim is greater than tzedakah. Here we're not talking about the reward. We're talking about why the reward is greater. What makes chesed greater than tzedakah? Tzedakah b'mamono, gemilas chasadim b'im begufo b'mamono. Tzedakah is only with money, and gemilas chesed you do with your body and with your money. Tzedakah l'aniyim, gemilas chasadim b'im l'aniyim b'im ashir. Tzedakah you can give to an ani. But gemilas chesed you can do even for an asher. Tzedakah l'chayim, tzedakah you can only give to a living person. Gemilas chasodim bein lechayim bein lemeisim. Rashi, gemilas chasodim bein begufo, kigon maspid, lemeis, noso, kovro, that's all gemilas chesed. Mesameach chosim, mal v'chaveiro v'derech, you escort somebody. Uva mamal, no, mavala mos. Right? That's not tzedakah, that's called chesed, loaning somebody money. Mashilo kelim, you loan him kelim, ubehem. Okay. Vomer of Elazar, kolos et tzedakah, mishpat, kilu mile kololim kulo chesed. Person who does tzedakah mishpat, it's like he filled the whole world with chesed. Shenamer oi tzedakah mishpat, chesed Hashem malaret. Here chesed doesn't mean the chesed you do, it means the chesed that the Rabban Shem does for us. So by doing tzedakah and mishpat, you fill the world with chesed from the Rabban Shem. Shema tomer kol abol nikpots kol feitz. Anybody who jumps in is zoche to do tzedakah with the right kind of people and then get the reward for it. Because if you do it with the wrong kind of people, you don't get the same reward. Tamed lomar mayoker chaz dechu elukim. It's not so pashut. It's a yoker. It's precious. Rashi shema kol abol likpos v'laso tzedakah v'chesed kofetz u'maspikin u'matzien lo anoshim u'gonim. That he gets good people to do the tzedakah with. Jump in and automatically you get the right kind of people. Talmud lomer my yoker. Tzorech losi lev litroach v'lirdo v'acharel. It doesn't happen easily. You have to put a lot of thought and pursue it in order to give tzedakah to the right people. Now, you can't always find the right people to give tzedakah to. Okay. Yochel af yirei shamayim, okay? The way that the Mefarshim learn, I might think of the person's yirei shamayim also has a difficult time finding the right kind of people for tzedakah, and he also has to put a lot of effort into it. Talmud lomer v'chesed Hashem me'olam v'yad olam ha'yireyav. The chesed that Rabban Shem does in the world, in the schus of people who do tzedakah and mishpat, is la'olam ha'yireyav. They have an easy time. The Rabban Shem makes it that they should find the right kind of people easily. Omer Reb Chama bar Papa, kol olam sheyesh olav chein, v'yadua shu yirei shamayim. Person that has charm in the eyes of people, you know he's a yirei shamayim. Shenemer, chesed Hashem me'olam v'yad olam, ha'yireyav. Omer Reb Elazar, ma'idav si pi apascha b'chachma, the Torah's chesed al shona, the chi yesh Torah shal chesed, the yesh Torah she'ino shal chesed, is the Torah of chesed and Torah's not chesed, and the Torah lishma zu Torah shal chesed. Torah lishma, that's called Torah's chesed. Shalo lishma zu Torah she'ino shal chesed. It's not lishma, it's not Torah shal chesed. Ikad di amri, Torah lalamda zu Torah shal chesed. Torah that you're learning to teach others, left off in a classroom, but you're going to share your Torah with other people, that's Torah's chesed. Because the Torah is a chesed. You're doing chesed with the Torah. Shalola lam dazui Torah she'ino shel chesed. If you're not going to share it with other people, that's Torah she'ino shel chesed.